Guys, it's the Misfits Podcast. We're back.
Hello.
Hello. It's another week on the show. Rated 5 stars on YouTube by Insert Plays. He says, eating popcorn is gay because you're eating a busted nut. What do we have to say about that one?
It is not a nut. It is a kernel. It is a kernel.
It is a kernel.
No, you gotta butter that nut, though.
And, like, who's to say eating a busted nut makes you gay?
Yeah, exactly.
As my dad always used to tell me, son, it's only gay if you're gay. And that's a fact.
Yeah. Well, it makes 100%. Sense. Busted nuts would be gay because you roast chestnuts over an open fire at Christmas, and what are they singing? Christmas carols. Let's
wish
all
you
be
a Merry
gay
Christmas
and
gay. Swagger Pulse is here, guys.
Hello.
He's on the show.
Hey.
Wait, are you trying to tell me Christmas is a conspiracy by the gays?
No.
Okay.
No. How did you get there? Toby's here.
Hi.
Jay, aka McCreamy's here.
How's it going?
And Matt is here as well.
Is it gay if you get the rainbow popcorn? You ever had that growing up?
Oh, shit.
No, it just means you're proud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Proud I got some fucking popcorn. Sneak into the theater with that.
Sneak into the theater with the rainbow popcorn?
Yeah, I think they will notice.
What a devilish little fellow you are, man. How do you get away with such things?
He doesn't play by the rules.
I snuck in the rainbow popcorn.
It's Doc Room. You can't even see
it's
it anymore.
All over my cock. Do you have a microwave for it?
it's just on top.
You bring an entire microwave into the theater and start popping popcorn.
That was a skit. I think it was Ross Creations.
Oh, yeah?
He went to a movie theater and he took a fucking microwave in and he started making popcorn.
Oh my goodness.
Which is hilarious.
That is pretty hilarious.
Did you see the kid that took notes in class, the typewriter?
Yeah, dude, that's a classic.
Oh, those are very noisy. Archaic machines for writing.
So noisy.
So noisy.
Keep it down. Guys, come on. You can't take notes with that. You're going to disrupt the rest of the learning.
Well, that's why if you're in a class, hypothetically, in college, because you decided not to drop out, for some reason, and you need to block out the sound of your fellow student's fucking shitty typewriter.
Yeah.
You can use JBL Quantum One headphones. JBL is sponsoring and powering the ears of the Misfits podcast.
I feel so good with these
powerful
on my ears.
And if you want to hear something even better, you can hear it from our speaker.
Where's that little motherfucker?
We just met her.
Nice. We got a Bluetooth speaker, guys, in collaboration with JBL.
Look at that.
Only available in ANZ, unfortunately.
Only available in Australia or New Zealand.
Very limited.
That's very limited.
Limited as well. But
so
look
that means
at
you that. Fuckers get none of them.
It's cool. It's nice. It's portable. It's small enough, but big
it's
enough to make a good sound.
In the best way, because it's got scuffed on the front of it. And Misfits too.
Oh, scuff.
Wow. Yeah.
Amazing.
That's like our brand.
Where can they buy that?
These are bland.
Do we have a link or some shit?
Mitchell?
Yeah,
say out the whole URL, like www./.
I'm not too sure, but I'm sure there'll be something on screen.
We'll
right
put
now
it on the screen.
It is right here.
Yeah,
it is right below the JBL, right there.
Literally. Oh, now it's moving around. It's
moving
it's
around
not
in a
it's
circle.
Bouncing around like the DVD
it
logo now.
It might be there.
Yeah.
Look at it go.
There will also be an announcement on July 1st.
It's coming out
July 1st, everyone.
Yeah, you could tell
July
with the swagger yelling at you.
Wait, the 1st of July?
The 1st of July.
Yeah. Oh, that's when America was made.
Now it's the 4th. Technically the 3rd, but celebrated on the 4th for some reason.
Wait, what, really?
Yeah, it was signed July 3rd, but wasn't actually enacted because they needed a day to transport it and then actually get all the signatures. So technically, I guess July 4th, but July 3rd. America became a country.
You don't remember that one asshole who's sitting off fireworks on July 3rd?
Yeah.
He's like, well, actually,
you're wrong.
I'll fucking send off fireworks in June for Pride Month.
Wow.
It's almost over. Thank
almost
fuck.
Over. I'm so sick of being proud. Holy fuck, I can't wait to go back to being a fucking shitty person.
Yeah, can't wait.
Hell yeah.
Do you guys have a pinch and a punch for the first of the month in America?
A pinch and a punch for the first of the month?
Do you have this?
Yeah, of course.
What the fuck? Is this just for every month?
This is just something that your family does as a joke where like it's the first day of any month and your dad goes, hey son, pinch and a punch for the first of the month. And he pinches you and then he punches you.
Did that a lot
And then
me.
That's the joke.
Yeah. More than once a month.
Yeah, they never did the pinch and the punch part though, did they?
The whole joke.
No, it was more like just punch.
Hey son, it's the 4th.
Or just any day. Hey, it's Monday.
This is some kind, I don't know where this custom came from, but it's a pinch and a punch for the first of the month. It's fun to say.
It's just Kiwi ingenuity, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you give your friends a pinch and a punch.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. DIY, you know, it's in our DNA.
Go that's for it. Is that actually a Kiwi thing?
Well, it's not the first of the month, is it?
No, it's not. Ooh, so I could replicate it for like educational purposes.
All right, for
pinch of the punch for the first of the month, and no returns.
And no returns.
You gotta say and no returns, and then they can't get you back.
Yeah, well, there's also in New Zealand they have these little. They probably have them in other places.
Yeah.
Although, in America, if all fire hydrants like above ground, are they the big red things?
The fuck are you saying?
Yeah. You know fire hydrants?
Yes.
Okay, they're all above ground.
There's things that dogs piss on.
Yeah, the dog urinals.
Okay, well, in New Zealand, they're underground. They've got a little flap.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and it's
little flaps.
Little yellow flap that says FH on it, and that means fire hydrant, but Kiwi ingenuity... You know what FH means?
One.
Free hit.
Free hit.
Put your foot on it. Put your foot on it. Means you get to free hit your friend. Get a free hit. No returns. I stood on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was also one with like yellow cars or something.
Yeah, yellow car punching.
Oh, yeah, that
basically,
was
really nice punching each other in New
basically,
Zealand.
Kiwis just love punching each other.
Too. You guys too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Really, like in the US, especially in school, any fucking possible reason a kid had to punch their friend, they took it. Like, you know, if they stepped on a crack... if they were gay...
No, it's if you step on a crack, you break
your mother's back.
Yeah.
Oh, where I'm from, it's step on a crack, hit you in the back. With a baseball bat.
Voted for Barack.
Oh, you have to.
What about...
No, I saw it.
You have to, you're a Democrat. Yeah.
I fucking saw it.
What about eyebrows? Did you guys have eyebrows?
Oh, yes, I have eyebrows.
Yeah,
we've all had those.
The one. I don't know if this was everywhere, but it was a thing where when you wanted to make a bet with someone...
Wow.
If when you wanted to say you were completely sure that you were right, you'd say eyebrows. And if you were wrong, you had to shave off your eyebrows.
Wow. So putting your eyebrows on the line like that.
That's it. That's one.
But that's a pretty strong thing to put on the line.
Your eyebrows?
Yeah. Not having eyebrows is weird. But you look like an alien.
It's still kind of weak, though, because some people are like, I swear on my mother's life. Whereas you'll just be like, my eyebrows?
Yeah, but if you swear on your mother's, life, you know? You're not going to kill your mother if you're wrong.
I will. if you're wrong, I will kill your mother. And I'll be like, remember when you said that you swore on your mother's life? This is what happened.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a great
consequence.
I feel like there would be like a good silver lining to even putting your eyebrows on the line and losing. Because then you could shave your eyebrows and then shave your head clean. And then you just go around and be like, I got cancer. Do you have a discount for people with cancer? And then
it's
like,
not
bam.
How that works, sir. I'm sorry about
that.
Dude, if I need to see your medical certificate.
Bro, if I like go in, like shaved head, shaved eyebrows, like shaved beard, everything, completely bare, and I go in on little crutches, little crutches, and then I go up to the McDonald's guy, and I'm like, I have cancer. Please give me food. He would give you free food.
Like, this is McDonald's. We all have cancer.
Look, I think it's
easier. This food gave you cancer.
I think it's easier to just impersonate a fireman and get a fireman's discount.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
Are we just making up?
Or even better. Even better.
I'm pretty sure firemen get discounts.
It's no idea. Dude, impersonate a police officer and then go and say, hey, I'm a cop. You want to go to jail? If not, give me some food.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's like multiple felonies.
One of our friends at school was a fireman, a volunteer fireman.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
I hung out with him once. We went to
a
specific fried chicken franchise, and he said, "Do you guys do fireman discounts?" I'm like, yeah. And then they gave him a discount because he was a fireman.
He's got some proof.
I feel like if they'd say no and then their fucking establishment caught fire, they'd be like, we didn't give the fucking fireman the discount.
I think it's like a civil, I think it's like a, like firemen, ambulance drivers, and policemen.
The Holy Trinity.
They get like discounts because they get paid by the government.
Protect
or
and serve, baby.
Yeah.
Man.
Protect and serve me some fucking chicken.
Them.
Some fries.
I bet it's like a really small discount, though.
Everyone should give firemen discounts because otherwise they're going to let you burn.
Are you trying to save you? And be like, wait a minute.
I remember you.
You didn't give me a discount.
You didn't give me my $3.
I wanted
off
that
my meal.
Massive mega dildo and you still charge me full price.
Yeah, I don't know if they get discounts at the sex stores, Toby.
Why not?
Wait, was that the store you were at with our fireman friend?
I said...
So there we were, trying to buy this huge 12-incher.
Yeah, you got a discount. Got it down to $60.
He's used to grinding down poles, you know? The fire department. Yeah. Do they even still use the stripper pole?
I don't know. What is the... Is it just the speed thing? Is that why they use poles?
Why run downstairs when you can... Boom! Batman and Robin that shit.
Firefighters are part-time strippers.
It is cool.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a stripper, fireman's pole in my house. I've always wanted to just have one to get down to the next level. Or like a slide or something.
Yeah, yeah, like some, like some Pee Wee Herman shit.
Like in Big Time Rush.
Very cool.
Big Time Rush? When they,
in Big Time Rush, classic show, come on guys.
They had a slide that would take them down.
If a slide that gets into the next floor. Yeah. These are the things that I want in my home.
Yeah, yeah, I reckon like if I just had unlimited money to make my dream home, it would be so sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd just be a big adult playhouse.
Yeah, I'm 100% like having a mattress area.
Mine would be made out of gingerbread.
Ooh, okay. That's so you could eat it?
No.
So it withers away in the rain?
Hmm?
So it just dissolves in the rain?
No.
Oh.
It's to lure people in.
That's just because I'm a pedophile. What's wrong with
you? I'm not a fucking pedophile.
Well, what kind of grown man is going, ooh, gingerbread house?
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, there's nothing sexual about it. Cannibalism has yet to be accepted and has yet to hit the mainstream.
Be so proud, Swagger. It's Pride Month.
Exactly. Mm. Like, look.
Gingerbread is such a specific snack. I don't even feel like it would be that effective at luring people in.
That's true. Yeah.
Maybe like don't eat gingerbread.
Maybe make one out of Twinkies or something.
Twinkies.
Twinkies are disgusting.
Maybe make one out of a nice
steak.
They
are shit.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Twinkies
are shit.
Okay.
Do I have to pinch and punch you again, Swagger?
No. No, it's fine.
For disrespecting my lunch? No, that's not even... Sorry. Listen, guys. John McAfee is dead.
What?
No!
Okay.
Bro, I'm sorry if I seem a little on edge today.
Dude, I need to go and change my fucking antivirus.
Can we get a John McAfee background history? Because I know who he is, but I know nothing about him.
John McAfee is a computer programmer famous for creating the... virus software, antivirus software that may have been installed on your computer by default.
Wow.
McAfee antivirus.
Yeah, you know that really annoying thing that you turn off when you get your computer?
You know that annoying umbrella logo that you can't seem to get rid of on your taskbar?
Who the fuck's Norton then? that's what I've got. Norton hears a who.
Norton hears some malware on your computer that you scan your device.
Yeah. I don't know, crazy.
Yeah, he's dead.
He was a computer programmer, very good at his job, very intelligent. I would say a genius.
He was also a businessman and a perennial political candidate. I'm reading this.
He was a libertarian. He was a libertarian. He
was a librarian.
He ran for president.
He founded the software company McAfee Associates in 1987 and ran it until 1994. That's roughly 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he resigned, and basically he was just so wealthy that he just did a bunch of crazy shit for the rest of his life.
I want to hear about the crazy shit. That's what I'm here for.
So,
I don't know if Wikipedia has that.
Is there a crazy shit tab on Wikipedia?
I know like a very brief background, but I don't know the full extent, and I don't know the details.
Okay.
One story I heard is that he set up on some island, I forget which one it was. But he basically ran the place. He had like private security, he had guns. He was basically like, he had like a little militia.
He was like fucking like El Chapo.
It was
like
essentially
he would just, like,
El Chapo.
Build churches and shit for them.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And he, you know, he would like be like, oh, well, I bring all this money to the island and, you know, I'm giving all these jobs and all this awesome stuff. So worship me. And so they did. And basically, there was a situation where he was letting his dogs run around on the beach. They might have been a little aggressive because, hey, you know, you live dangerously, you buy dangerous animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the dogs, I think, were barking at just some guy who was a tourist that didn't respect Mr. McAfee, which, by the way, big mistake. Because he was like, hey, your dogs are fucking awful. Like, fuck these stupid dogs and fuck you too. And he was like,
fuck?
He was like, you know, get fucked, fuck you. And he's like, your dog should die. Like, put your dogs down. He's like, no, fuck you, go away. And then.
Is this word for word?
I don't know. But John, paraphrasing here, John McAfee decided, or not decided, he went to sleep and woke up the next day to find that both of his dogs were dead.
What?
From poisoning.
No.
What the fuck?
You want to know what happened to the guy who he thought poisoned his dogs?
Got murdered.
He killed himself.
No, he disappeared.
Shit.
He probably went on a holiday.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, he literally, like, they found him dead in his apartment. It was like his
really?
It was his neighbor.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not really the kind of crime you could get away with.
It was his neighbor.
He
That's
just
right.
Went
it
and
was
just
literally next door. Well, he shuffled off.
Who said it, man?
He took the, you know, the... the beach sand temperature challenge.
Mm. And now McAfee is dead. He was found dead in prison of suspected suicide.
In Spain,
after
right?
After he was cleared, yeah, in Spain. After he was cleared to be extradited to the United States on Wednesday, according to various reports, McAfee was facing charges of tax evasion and securities fraud and was being held in prison pending extradition.
That's how they get you. It's always the tax evasion.
He was arrested
not the murder, it's the tax evasion.
Wait, what is securities fraud?
It's like when the security is like really fraudulent.
Okay.
They said they found out his antivirus wasn't actually that good.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what he did. I'm not too well versed in the life and times of McAfee, but this gentleman has lived a crazy life.
You said tax evasion.
Yeah, he was suspected of that as well. He got arrested in October last year.
And he was hiding. He was hiding somewhere to avoid taxes.
I'm assuming he's in Europe.
Where was that?
Guys, I feel like if you're gonna
be
a big time criminal, just pay your taxes,
right?
And then you'll never get caught.
But it's just living.
It's always tax evasion.
I think he had some crazy views.
One mobster. What was his name? The fucking the super famous went to
the big mafia.
I almost said Azkaban.
What's his name? The one on the island.
In
Alcatraz.
Not going. Alcatraz.
I've been there.
Was that? But yeah.
Yep.
How long were you in for?
What the fuck, Mitchell? What the fuck was the guy's name?
I mean, fuck
the mobster.
Oh my God!
American
this
mobster.
Is dumb. It's on
American
the tip of my
mobster.
Tongue.
He's
Fat Tony.
Not Fat Tony. Not Gay Tony either. Though it is Pride Month. What the fuck was his name?
I don't know if anyone even knows who you're talking
so,
about.
I feel so fucking bad as an
what
Italian American not remembering
his
fucking name.
Don Gabagool.
Yeah. No,
the
that
Italian
was
gangster
was
the mafia dude in like Italian the gangster. 50s
El
and
dente.
Shit, right?
El dente pasta reggaeton.
Just right.
El dente. What the fuck? Why can't I remember,
dude? Are we talking Al Capone?
Al Capone!
There we go. Okay.
Close with Al Dente.
Al Pacino.
No, Al Capone. Yeah, no, he was done in for tax evasion. Tax evasion or tax fraud, that's what they got him in on. Not the Valentine's Day massacre, not putting 14 people up against the wall and shooting them in the head with 45s.
Whoa. Whoa.
It was the taxes. When the tax man is like, give me my fucking money, mobsters are like, yeah, okay. But then they give him like a little bit. And then they're like, mm-mm.
Give me more.
Alcatraz.
The interesting thing about McAfee, and this is something that I don't know too much about, I think Mitchell might know, is that he left a note, or maybe you know, saying that if he is found dead of suicide, don't believe it. It was not a suicide. I was murdered.
Yep.
So he like, he had a sense this might happen.
He really, really stressed that if he will never kill himself.
Do we know exactly what the note said? If we can find that.
Mitchell, could you pull it out?
But if not, you know, that's...
Getting subtle messages from U.S. officials saying, in effect, quote, we're coming for you, McAfee. We're going to kill yourself.
Huh?
End quote. I got a tattoo today just in case if I suicide myself. I didn't. I was whacked. Check my right arm.
Hashtag whacked.
Whacked available only on McAfee. Is that a...
Is that new alt?
Is that a crypto?
That's
a fucking crypto.
That's crypto.
He's literally pumping and...
When was that tweet before?
So these are older tweets, which people are pulling up. But the real interesting thing is that he had a dead man switch and he posted a cue to his Instagram page after he died.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so a Q. Oh, my God, bro. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's QAnon, bro.
What does that mean?
It's
real.
It's that conspiracy shit that every fucking 45-year-old soccer mom going through menopause is going on Facebook talking about. Go back. I want to read that other tweet. So this is another tweet by Mr. McAfee. I've collected files on corruption in governments. For the first time, I'm naming names and specifics. I'll begin with the corrupt CIA agent and two Bahamian. That's where he was. He was in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Bahamian officials. Well, of course, they're fucking corrupt. Coming today, if I'm arrested or disappear, 31 plus terabytes of incriminating data will be released to the press.
Holy shit.
I cannot fucking wait.
Yo, bro, did he just tweet from Cuba?
The bottom did say Cuba, which is weird because Cuba has no fucking... internet, right?
No,
I don't have shit there. I don't have electricity.
They got cigars.
So many layers to this conspiracy.
They got a couple cigars and a couple of old cars.
Very interesting. So yeah, he was going to blow a whistle or two and looks like he maybe got whacked for it. Or maybe this is always an elaborate ruse from the crazy mind of John McAfee, who is known to be quite
fucking
the shenanigan
insane.
Doer.
Fucking insane.
Yeah, YouTube literally prank for John McAfee.
Killing his neighbor over two dead dogs, which I can understand and sympathize with.
If someone kills your dog, it's only fair.
Oh, here we go. Another tweet by John McAfee. I am content in here. I have friends. The food is good. All is well. Know that if I hang myself, a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine. Wow. So dude, this is October 16th.
A lot can happen
as soon as he went to jail.
Wow. Kind of seems like he was just trying to frame someone for murder when he just wanted to kill. It seems like Fitz was swagger souls.
What?
What?
Why is he? What's happened here?
Like, Fitz said that he would kill himself and frame you.
All right.
Oh, just for a funny
Listen,
bit.
This was in a different episode. Hold on, hold on. A lot of other context. Yeah.
What have I missed?
I'm not planning on killing myself
what
at this time.
I missed
because I don't want to be framed.
I just mean like the way the fact that he keeps tweeting like, look, if I hang myself, it's not me, guys. I swear.
God, that's the one of me.
Now,
it's that guy over there. Okay.
It's my fucking neighbor.
Imagine, it seems like he just did that then hung himself.
A super epic troll. Like, you know, you're in that position, you're a 75-year-old dude, you have a lot of money, and maybe a lot of dirt on some politicians, and then you're like, you know what? What if I just kill myself and just blame it on government? Just on government.
He is very anti-big
government
authority.
Well, the government is a virus.
All governments killed me. The government is a virus, and he was the virus deleter.
Bro, the only virus he couldn't stop was COVID. It. Shame on that.
Bro,
fuck, it doesn't work.
McAfee
the world needed him most.
The world needed him most, he vanished. God damn. That's the thing, yeah, dude.
US government didn't pay for the full version of McAfee antivirus, bro.
New conspiracy.
Yeah.
That is it? Oh, I thought you were going to launch into something else there.
Can we get McAfee anti-vaccine?
No.
It'll probably just slow you down more than anything.
Yeah. Anti-vaccine.
I just want the viruses. It just goes out and finds viruses for you. That's what I want. Because the best virus is when porn pop-ups come on.
If you update, if you get the free, you know, you're on free trial, if you get premium, you upgrade, it'll give you autism.
Yeah. That's not a virus, though, is it?
No, but it is a superpower.
True. Well, that's the John McAfee news.
That was fucking crazy.
That's the most ignorant anchors ever. We're literally researching on the fly on the podcast. Like, who is this guy? What happened with him?
Hey, so
but, that's what happened roughly, and also maybe.
Yeah.
Next thing on the list of topics.
Can we all just have a moment of silence? Say rest in peace.
You know, rest in peace.
Rest in peace to John McAfee, absolute legend.
I never met him, but...
Go ahead.
Shut up.
We're trying to do a moment of silence. And that was the moment of silence.
Yep.
Twitch bans popular streamers Amarath and Indie Fox off the Yogurt ASMR farting space.
I was fucking watching that, Twitch! What the fuck?
This is something I don't know anything about.
Neither.
But late Friday evening... Late Friday evening, Twitch banned content creators Amarath and Indie Fox, two major streamers on the platform.
Amarath is like one of those streamers that everyone has been she had a history of people being like, oh, she's unbannable, she's never going to be banned. She finally got banned.
Is it a permanent ban?
No.
It was tax evasion.
She's unbanned now. They're both unbanned now.
Oh, what the fuck's the point?
Dude, you could be an OnlyFans, you know, female on Twitch, and you can spread your fucking pussy and asshole straight into the camera and get a 3-day ban. Be like, oopsies, I thought it was on OnlyFans.
Very incredible.
Did that happen?
Yeah, bro.
Very heated about this subject.
Because it's fucking bull. Your asshole and your pussy on a fucking live streaming website.
Spreading their asshole and pussy.
Mitchell, pull it up.
Is it actually? Do they have clothes on?
No, Mitchell, pull it up. It's pretty bad if you see the video.
I don't know anything about this shit.
Pretty bad.
Swagger's referring to another streamer.
I'm not referring to Indie Fox or Amber.
Yeah, Swagger's referring to another streamer known as Miss Behavin. Kind of a good name, right?
That's a good name.
And she just had the wrong stream key in one day, so she accidentally went live on Twitch instead of OnlyFans.
You can stream to OnlyFans on your OBS?
Yeah.
Okay, that's epic.
But the thing is, regardless of whether or not it was a fucking accident, that's a fucking permanent ban. It should be a permanent ban.
Twitch doesn't do permanent bans. They're like, okay, we're going to ban you for a day. If it happens again, we'll ban you for 3 days. Happens again, we'll ban you for a month.
If it happens again, you're in the Hall of Fame forever.
I just don't know how you could let that slide on a platform that has hundreds and thousands of kids watching Minecraft content.
How good did this pussy and asshole look?
That's a good point.
Mitchell, can we pull that up?
Mid-tier. Mitchell, straight up pull
You
it
got
up.
That on bookmark. Come on, let's see it.
I'll look for you guys to keep talking.
Is it censored? All right, listen. Here's the thing.
Yeah?
How old do you have to be to sign up for Twitch?
13. That's it.
No, no, no. That's not good, man. Come on. Twitch can't be having these fucking, this shit going on. Farting on microphones and fucking licking mics.
Did the farting happen?
I don't know.
We need context. I feel like people
this
don't
is like,
understand.
This is a great debate. Whether
did the
or
fart
not...
happen? Did she fart? Okay.
I wasn't watching.
So while Mitchell pulls up this pussy and ass spread, which is, you know, great, to preface why Indie Fox got banned, to my knowledge, you know, what... We'll push it up. Well, I guess we'll start with the wider context. There was Hot Tub Streams, which we all know was like the dominant meta for like the last 2 months.
And the reason Hot Tub Streams became a thing is because Twitch has a rule where you can't wear a bikini on stream unless you're in the water. So people just started streaming in hot tubs and they started making inflatable pools inside their house.
Yeah. A lot of money.
Kiddie pools, like straight up in the bikini, big boobies, big ass. Yeah.
And Twitch's...
I'll write my name on my forehead.
Is that how women talk?
And Twitch's response to this was to make them their own category for it, because they were like, yeah, go ahead, this is sick.
The reason why they did that is because advertisers were like, what the fuck are you doing? We don't want to put ads on this shit. And so they were like, okay, well, we'll make a beaches, hot tubs, and whatever the fuck category, and then put all these fucking little weirdos in there, and then that way you can opt out of putting ads on that content. That's why
smart.
They did it.
That's smart.
But then when that happened, well, you're not making any dosh off of ads to thousands of people, so they needed to find a new meta. And the new meta just so happened to be ASMR, because that gets them back on the just chatting
ASMR
category.
Was a previous meta that they then brought back.
Yeah. No, it's very sexualized. I was watching a young woman stream yesterday. Very arousing content. Very alarmingly so.
Uh-huh.
She was like, had her ass up on the camera, and she was like licking the mic and like kissing it and stuff. I watched it for hours.
Was that Indie? that might have been Indie Fox.
I must say, though, the JBL headphones do encapsulate the sound of ASMR quite
it's
well.
It's very true.
And the air licking and the...
Oh my god.
So
that air licking shit is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
When they have one of those weird ASMR cameras that has ears on it
has the
and they actually
ears.
Lick it, it sounds fucking disgusting.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Fucking Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood, I drink your milkshake.
It's like the most obscure reference I think I've ever heard in my life. And no one in the audience is going to get it. If you got that reference, leave us a 5-star review.
You're a legend if you get that fucking reference. It will be blind. Daniel Day-Lewis, one of his best.
I don't know if I've ever heard Daniel Day-Lewis and Twitch mentioned in the same sentence before. It's fantastic.
Dude, that would be great. But yeah, so Indie Fox, where's the pussy and asshole, Mitchell? Make sure you dig it up.
I got it. It's all literally just a vagina, by the way.
Holy
guys.
Shit. Oh. That is a fucking...
Everyone get clear of it so that way we get a sense of
So wait, so she went live and this
what?
Was the, this was the
no,
first...
No, no, wait, she spreads, there you go.
Wait, so she went live and this is immediately what she started doing? And then she was like, oops. So this was like...
No,
it's
like an 8-minute thing.
Yeah,
it like built up to it.
There was like 8 minutes leading up to the final.
So
the
it was
final,
just a publicity stunt,
the
basically.
Final,
right?
The final episode.
Like it has
get
not been a mistake.
Yeah, right? Just get banned.
It could have been a mistake. I think that's...
But if that's a mistake that like shouldn't fucking fly.
Yeah, of course.
Like people have been permanently banned for less, and like that's what's upsetting to me is that like you know if you want to do OnlyFans, if you want to be a sex worker, that's great. More power to you. I don't mind it. Mm. But it doesn't need to be fucking plastered all over a platform that
children.
You know majority fucking children look at. Mm. And I know kids are watching porn, but like you don't have to fucking like. Twitch doesn't have to allow this, and, it,
yeah,
and,
no,
and it's
no,
weird.
They should have been permabanned.
It does change the environment and landscape for everyone. I think it also negatively impacts female streamers that are just genuinely fucking...
Trying to do the thing and getting begged to do OnlyFans. Where are your tits? Where's your ass?
And there's nothing wrong with using your body to like, you know... be successful or to make money or whatever either, but it's just like they need to draw some kind of line.
Normalizing
just,
it.
Who is respecting Twitch as a platform with all this going on?
Yeah, and imagine
really. Like this is crazy.
Imagine being a female streamer and you know someone's like, oh, what do you do? There's probably a lot of them that don't want to tell people
immediately
that they stream on Twitch because Twitch has such a weird reputation.
Yeah.
It's just, it's very odd. Indie Fox was banned, and I'm sure these, you know, Amaranth, Indie Fox, and even the, you know, misbehavior or whatever.
Love
I'm sure they're lovely people. Like I don't have any problem with them
sure
personally.
They got great personalities.
It's just that when you are being, it's just that when it's so painfully obvious what the idea is there, that's annoying. Like it's just fucking annoying to see. It's annoying to see like 30,000 viewers on someone who is literally just it's all sex. It's all sex.
Yeah.
It's
wild.
All sex.
So Amaranth had a donation goal that was to fart, right? At the end of the donations, that, always
was that Indie
so
Fox?
We have a very peculiar time.
Yeah, why are there so many people that are like, I really, really want this person to fart. I'm gonna give them money. I wonder how much money they would make doing that.
Listen, we can talk about how like, who would want to hear that, but we're here just talking about it. And I'll be honest, I want to hear that what that sounds like.
Yeah. Mitchell, can you see if Indie Fox actually farted?
I feel like I need to hear it now.
Can we put an end to this debate?
How I feel.
So from my research, I couldn't find like the latest clip, but there's a lot of compilations of her just farting on YouTube. Unfortunately, I can't get the audio on the podcast, but it sounds like this.
All right.
Okay.
It's kind of weird.
Can we see a video? Like, what? How sexual was she being with this shit?
So it wasn't a bramp, but it was a toot.
Okay.
Listen, guys, speaking of things that are sexy.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck, whatever you want to do. Are we done covering this Twitch question?
I mean,
because, you know, at the end of the day.
I guess just a closing statement, you know?
Yeah. You want me to do a closing statement?
Yeah.
My closing statement is I don't actually really care that much.
I actually have Indie Fox's closing statement, which is pretty good.
Oh, let's see.
That?
Oh, Indie Fox. I am ashamed to say Twitch is a platform that supports lazy females selling their bodies for cash who are teaching little girls to sell sex because that's what's popular. Make them wear t-shirts and pants, compete on the same playing field as men. Feminism is equality. Spread the word. This was 21st of November, 2017. That
2017. Aged, I completely agree.
That aged like lube.
I completely agree.
Very
that
well.
That's so funny. She seems like she has very good values and morals.
Hey, man, we all change our mind on
things.
Hey,
man, you make, you know, a couple hundred thousand to $1 million, you know, in your early 20s.
You can
just
bend those morals
all you know,
want.
You could bend the...
I respect the hustle.
You know?
Yeah. Make money smart. And jerk off. That's my advice. that's my closing statement.
Make money, jerk your cock.
Trailer for new Netflix dating series, Sexy Beasts, goes viral.
Haven't heard
this
of it.
Is really? The stuff of nightmares. I watched this trailer in the car
can
last
we, can
night.
We
Mitchell,
see the,
Mitchell showed
trailer?
It to me. We can put it up.
We'll put it on.
I actually think this is a great concept for blind dates in general. So basically, it's a show where
for furries the fuck
yeah it's a, no it's a show no. where lovelorn men and women go on blind dates while wearing elaborate prosthetics ranging from panda mask to a devil mask that completely obscures their actual
what
appearance.
The fuck?
So
this is fucking great.
I feel like this would be such a fun way to go on a date with someone you've never met because immediately you have a conversation starter. It's immediately hilarious. And you can just judge them based purely off their personality and how confidently they're rocking their crazy prosthetics.
That's this is actually really cool. Like, it's weird looking, but like it's pretty cool.
Okay, yeah, but like, what if you get lucky on the first date? Are you gonna like keep the mask on, or how's this gonna work?
Yo, you're actually just horrendously hideous, and it goes so well, and then you're afraid to take it off.
Completely sexually attracted to like someone in a panda mask.
leave the mask on, girl.
Hey,
leave it on.
You got guns. You're shooting. That's sick.
Like I haven't seen the show, and they're not sponsoring us or anything, but this is just a cool. I think this is cool.
This is
hilarious.
This is like what is either Mask Off or Face Off or something. There's some show
Face
where
off.
They where the like people like in the VFX and like SFX industry will go and I don't know if SFX is the word, but they basically compete with each other to do prosthetics and makeup and make people look cool. A certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Which that was great to put a dating twist on it. That's very clever.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to watch the show or not, but I would love to go on a blind date with someone wearing a prosthetic where I just look like fucking, I don't know.
Yeah. I'd love to go on a blind date.
Normal.
Like a dolphin. Blind.
Yeah. I would love to just get plastic surgery and just go on a blind date and just have a good, no, I'm kidding. No, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
It's a very cool idea.
Fun.
And the furries are going to love it.
Yeah.
It's even more true.
I would just be scared that I would be like sexually attracted to someone that looks like a leopard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they take the prosthetic
and I'm
off
like,
and you're like, can you put
fuck?
It back on? Please?
What happened here?
I thought you were a leopard.
Yeah.
I thought you were literally Satan.
I thought you were literally a hammerhead shark.
But imagine like just going to a public bar where you're both dressed like that. And get in a drink.
Be very fun.
Just sit, get up at the bar. Be like, "What? You're not gonna serve me?"
I don't know, man. I like if they even like went out in public because all those prosthetics looked like professionally done. Like it looked really good. Like if you go there and like people are like, "What's the deal there?" You say, "We're just getting off a movie set. Like, yeah, we're on a date. We just figured this would be funny." And then they'd be like, "Oh, cool." I'd be like, "Hey, can I get a free drink?" They'd be like, "No." You'd be like, "Oh, well, I'm a cop." and then get a discount.
There we go again.
It only works if you're a cop, but trust me, it works.
Trust
me, I've tried it. I feel like it'd be impractical, though, you know? Like the hammerhead shark. What if you're like, it's going well, and you like take her back to the bathroom, do like a line of coke or something? How's that going to work with the fucking
hammerhead shark? I walk through a narrow door frame.
it'd be hard stuck to eat pussy with that on, too.
You just have to really spread the legs wide.
Just well, would you need to? Because the head would like automatically spread it.
That's true.
That's true.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you got a little hammerhead mouth underneath, a little flat mouth.
Yeah. Eight rows of teeth.
I don't want to.
Will feel great.
They have hammerhead sharks rows? Have 8 rows of teeth?
Sharks have many rows of teeth. You haven't seen what a shark jaw looks like?
I don't watch the same porn as you,
Mitchell,
bro.
Mitchell, pull up a picture of shark teeth, like the rows of teeth that sharks have. It's crazy. They'll have like 10 or 12 sets of teeth in their lifetime.
Pull up a picture of shark tail.
It literally like, it all like is folded in, and then when they lose their teeth, it comes back out. So it's just like
cool.
Turning and turning. God, yeah, pull it out, Mitchell, I saw it.
Huge industry in the dental world for sharks.
No, because they just replace your teeth.
Oh.
Yeah, see right there.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
So it goes out and it folds out.
Flips over like a little number counter?
Yeah.
Like a little conveyor belt.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
So when they break their teeth, it's good. I always wanted to be a shark when I was a kid. I didn't like brushing my teeth.
Good for sharks.
So I wanted to just have my teeth grow out.
Okay. Sorry, that one kid.
I mean, look, as soon as I was 9, I went to the dentist, and then they hooked me with a bunch of shit. They harpooned my gums. They were like, you're not a shark. And I was like,
no!
That's right.
I'm a fucking shark.
Now I brush my teeth twice a day.
Toothpaste is a scam, though, because why would they make something that cleans your teeth? Then it would put dentists out of work.
It's true. It is a big
fucking shame
from the dental industry.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Why do you think there's always 5 out of 7 dentists recommended?
Why is there fluoride in the water supply, like, right, if not to control us?
Yeah.
John McAfee was onto something.
There we go.
Yeah, man. I don't trust that fluoride business.
He was on a lot of things, mate. He looks fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Looked fucked up.
Down with governments.
The world's going to shit. John McAfee's dead. Animals are dating on Netflix and people are farting into microphones. What's going on?
I love John McAfee's chips. His oven fries.
What?
John McCain.
What is that?
That might have been more of a stretch than my one earlier.
It's literally a very specific brand. Do you guys have John McCain chips?
I feel like we're flying into the mics at this point.
There's 3 New Zealanders on this fucking podcast at all times, and it's a lot to deal with.
I just remember that, McCain, you've done it again.
Yeah.
Great
line. We're the ones farting into the mics.
Great crunch.
Anyway.
Man.
Sharks are cool.
Breaking news. What else have we got?
Also in the news, Amazon UK allegedly destroys millions in unsold stock a year.
Seen it.
Including MacBooks, face masks,
what?
TVs, and iPads.
Why?
The stuff they don't sell, they destroy.
Wait, why do they destroy it?
So that orphans can't have them.
Because
fuck the orphans.
Amazon will have all of this shit that they were meant to ship out. They'll have a ton of product, and they'll have product that won't move forever, and it depreciates, it gets undervalued. It's sitting in warehouses for years, and it costs a lot of money to keep it, you know, in a warehouse in stock, and nobody's buying it, and so they find it cheaper to just destroy the inventory, to just completely destroy it all and then fill up the warehouse with something that people actually buy.
What about those repackaging companies where if someone returns a product to Amazon, it gets put in this big mystery box, you buy the pallet, and then you get a pallet full of like unsold or returned Amazon products. That's a thing.
A scam.
Is it a scam?
I don't know. A mystery fucking box.
Well, they're not advertised as mystery box,
right.
Boxes, but it's just that a bunch of like returned or unsold products get filled into this crate and you buy the crate.
That is interesting. I mean, do you know what's in it?
I'm pretty sure they do it with Amazon too. I think you get like a rough idea of the category of stuff that's in it, but it's just a bunch of shit.
It's a better alternative. And I mean, this is common practice throughout the world just when you're that large of a business and you're raking in billions or whatever, like, and you know, you have all this stock and you have these warehouses, you need to get rid of it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have a viable alternative to be able to just, and I'm not justifying it either, because it's fucking stupid. Even after World War II ended and the U.S. troops burned like thousands of sheepskin flight jackets, they destroyed thousands, like
Why
tens of thousands of bicycles. I think the reason they did it was to jumpstart the economy again to get shit like moving and so that people can recover. Because if you just give everyone free shit after that, like, you know,
who's going to be buying the new
who's going to be buying the new stuff? And sucks, that's how the economy works, but we're simply little monkeys on a big ball.
Wait, so
in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
So they're just
bonobos.
Burning these items and then
incinerating them, putting them in trash.
Surely they're
them.
Assumably they recycle them, right?
Recycling is a fraudulent industry that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it is a problem.
Really?
They're actually fixing it. They're fixing it with AI.
I would hope so.
They have AI scan all the different things that could possibly be in recycling, and then they'll have it be sorted automatically in certain factories, which is pretty cool.
There you go.
You know,
good on.
I mean, I recycle, but I don't think I recycle like I'm supposed to.
Nah.
I don't think anyone does.
I don't separate.
I think the system's flawed.
I don't separate metals from plastic, from cardboard, from Uber Eats bags, from used condoms or anything.
Well, I've only got two bins, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could make a trip to the dump and properly separate, but.
Do you.
No shot.
Do you put your recycling in a plastic bag?
No.
Neither do I.
No. My recycling's pretty much all just like. Couple
and shove as much in there as you can get.
Shit, just
dump it right in.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely sometimes they're at the bottom of a cardboard bag, there's like a piece of ham or I don't know, or something else that's not supposed to be in there.
Oh, yeah, like pizza boxes can't be recycled.
It's like really? If there's a drop of water in a water bottle, they won't recycle it or some shit. That's probably a myth. You should always try to do the right thing. Mm. Maybe
you're supposed to clean out bottles and stuff.
Yeah. As long as you're doing the right thing, even incorrectly, you know, you still get to feel good about yourself.
Why doesn't Jeff Bezos just make a site kind of like Amazon, but just sells shit cheap? Like a reduced to clear type shit, but it's cool, got a cool name. And
like what?
Amazon 2. Emma,
like Lamazon.
Amazon 2. And it just sells cheaper shit. Like, why don't they just do that?
You mean like fucking
the stuff
eBay?
That they can't sell?
Yeah.
Because they've got the money to do this.
That's the thing. If you have product that doesn't move, usually what you'd want to do is lower the fucking price.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But like maybe they just can't be fucked and that even wasting another day would cost them hundreds of thousands or whatever. And then, you know, I think it's fucking stupid because you don't need to, you know, you're spending all this time and like, you know, greenhouse gas emissions to create these fucking products.
Yeah.
You're having, you know, fucking, you know, little kids fucking breaking all their fingers on, you know, lathes and shit, getting shit made. And then it's like, oh, well, nah, no one wanted to buy it and we don't want to fucking try to get it done. So burnt up in the air. So
I mean, surely you could, like, if you have like an old MacBook that is so old, no one's buying it anymore. Surely you could melt down the parts and use them to make the new ones.
No, that's how it works. There are recycling facilities that like specialize in tech that will take like the precious metals, the lithium, they'll recycle the batteries. But it's so expensive to do, and those, like, you're not going to have a fucking really profitable business.
Mm,
maybe some are, but like, no one's going to take that initiative because it's just so hard to make a business.
Yeah.
Amazon should just start a YouTube channel. And all the stuff that they can't sell, they should just give it away and make sponsored videos out of it for profit.
But you have to be subscribed.
It'd be great for PR too, because they can like, you know, get like a spokesman, they get Bezos, they can, you know, buy him a little puppy.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, hey guys.
I really didn't want to have to make this video.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see. We're talking about that David Dobrik guy.
No, we're just talking about just YouTubers in general that decide to open up their comeback or their apology or whatever the fuck with like sad piano and I got a dog and been working on myself and
that makes me relate to them.
It's
a
journey.
I feel like it works, but yeah, you know, Amazon just started a channel.
Guys,
today I'm giving away 5 million iPads.
Yeah. That is shit on Mr. Beast.
To this third world
Mr.
country,
Bezos.
Mr. Bezos. It's going to a third world country where they have never seen a fucking iPad before. And you're just giving them around. I can't even charge this.
Just like
I just give a bunch of people iPads.
It's a bunch of iPads and Sherpa jackets.
Their fucking rib cages are exposed and they're crumpled down to the ground. It's like, oh, don't worry.
Here's this great game called Fruit Ninja. You see that?
They're trying to eat it. That's awful. It's awful.
It is awful. Children be starving.
Mm. Children do be starving.
Just give them that beer drinking app where you go like this and it pours in your mouth.
I think we should make a charity.
Yeah,
I think Misfits should make a charity. Not exclusively for tax reasons, but partly.
What would our charity be for? What would the primary thing be for? What about
supporting rich creators with their mental health?
What about straight? What about straight? So like heterosexual Caucasians who are men, that have trust funds, and like video games, and occasionally dabble in marijuana.
Wow.
Okay, but what are we doing?
College educate. We get the money. We support them.
Okay.
Oh, so you just
like
mean
us.
Well, none of us have trust funds.
No, yeah, that's true. Trust fund.
No.
I wish one of us had trust funds.
Never trust funds, man. You never know where it's going to go.
Exactly.
Where you're going to get them from.
Can you make a trust fund that has like $500 in it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I've got a trust fund for you, Timmy. When you're 18, you'll get it. And then
he
gets it, and it's just like $507.
Are trust funds usually at 18, or are they usually like when you're 30?
I don't know. I think
you can decide what age it gets to them.
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to call my mom and ask if I get a trust fund.
Okay.
I feel like if you had a trust fund, you would know.
Oh, I probably don't. But I'll check.
Yeah. Mom, do I have a trust fund? She's like, no. Can I? Can I have one?
Please?
For like now?
Just for like a windy day or something, maybe.
Do you pay tax on money that you put into a trust fund?
No.
No.
You've already paid tax on it.
That's often why trust funds are very
already popular. Because, either you get your income, put it right into there, or like you already pay tax on your shit and then you put it in there.
If your parents give you money as a gift, do you have to pay tax on that?
Depends on how much money. If your fucking parents give you $1 million as a gift, can you fucking pay tax on it?
I have a thought. What if no one pays taxes?
Yeah, the government will
no
just go
one.
Bankrupt and they can't chase you for tax evasion.
What if no one pays taxes?
Also, the entire world would shut down.
We would all...
I think that's what they want you to believe.
Has anyone tried it before?
If nobody paid tax evasion before. If nobody paid taxes, we all would have hung ourselves in a Spanish prison cell.
Oh. Ooh. Well, if that happens, you know why.
Yeah,
so,
we didn't hang ourselves. No. We just decided to not pay tax.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah.
Fuck the government.
John McAfee was going to do a Q&A in prison, but he wasn't able to answer. It was just Qs.
Just because of the Q thing.
I still don't know what the Q thing means.
It's okay. Don't look into it.
I won't.
I kind of want to, but...
Yeah, I kind of want to know what the Q thing is.
That's how it starts.
I don't want to look into it. I just want someone to explain it to me.
That's how it starts. You get it explained to you, you start going down a couple rabbit holes, and then soon enough, you're on the front steps of the Capitol building, the United States, trying to overturn an election.
Ooh, okay, yeah, no, I don't want that.
I don't want to understand anything. I just want all my information to be told to me by a probably ignorant YouTuber with questionable sources.
That's what I want.
That's exactly how I like it.
That's you must want. You know what also you guys must want? What you guys must be dying for is some succulent syrup that you could suckle on. Some beautiful product known as Gamer Subs. Gamer Subs is a great energy drink, powdered energy drink product. Zero calories, zero carbs. It's keto friendly. It saves the bees.
Vitamins and minerals.
It saves the bees.
Vitamins, minerals. It's great for you. It's good for you. It juices you up.
And guess
what? Off the gods.
What?
I know for a fact that there are people in our audience that are in the military, and GamerSubs has a military discount.
That's actually legitimately fucking true, baby, because you fucking
support
protect and serve. You protect and serve, but I'm going to protect you by saying only use two
servings. Yeah.
Only two servings. That is two scoops. Two scoops.
Wait. Is two scoops two servings? Is one scoop
one scoop
serving?
Is a serving of zero calorie energy.
So I was like, okay, I've been doing six scoops.
So I've been having
that's
six
not good.
Servings, but I'm only serving one person.
I have been anxious lately.
Let's say you got one of those big bottles. Show it off. That beautiful, beautiful waifu cup. Look
titties.
At that titty. Mm. Titties on her, not you, the cup.
That means half-naked woman in Japanese.
Exactly. You can if you're in the military, you can sit in your bunk bed, jacking off to the waifu cup while having the energy to stay up all night.
Bombs exploding around you.
You'll be alert.
Shrapnel in your legs, it doesn't matter. Drink some Gamer Subs, and even with all that debris severing your femoral artery, you'll still be able to run a fucking train on those terrorists. Thank you for your service.
Is that what they're
doing?
That's
a fucking ad.
Yep, gamersups.gg, GamerSupps .gg /nothing. Use the code Misfits for 10% off your order.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Just in case you couldn't spell.
Who in the Misfits do you think would be most likely to join the military?
Not me.
You're
not probably
Swagger. Join the military?
I signed up for the draft.
Really?
Well, yeah. We all had to.
Yes.
Y'all have to for like college.
As soon as I turned 18, my dad told me, he said, "Hey son, we're going down to sign you up for the draft." I was like, okay.
Can I not?
Yeah, well that's the thing. I was like, well, do I have to? And he was like, yes, you fucking have to.
Dad,
I was
I'm
like,
in the middle of my CSGO game.
Yeah, no,
come on, son, it'll be like that. Just fight the terrorists. Come on.
We went down, I signed up for the draft just to, you know, in case there's a war or whatever the fuck. You're like, oh, hey there, boy, you want to get your legs blown off overseas? You can't say no.
Make a lot of money. Travel the world.
Yeah, you want to say, you know, it's either that or, you know, you go to jail. So, would I join the military? I have a lot of friends that, you know, went through basic training. I had two go to the National Guard. I had one go to West Point, which is a military academy, to become an officer. I know a lot of people that went through the whole training shit. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, I had a friend was in the military.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was in New Zealand military.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd probably get fucked up on the PT part. I'd probably be good at shooting. I probably wouldn't be able to throw a grenade successfully. That shit is actually really fucking hard. There's a certain way that they throw grenades.
My dad was in the military.
I talked to him about it at length at that dinner.
Rocket launcher or something. What I remember you talking about rocket launchers.
Yeah.
Sick.
That's
I don't think I would have the, what's the word?
Backbone, balls. Discipline.
The discipline. I don't think I'd have the discipline to be in the military.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
I feel like they breed that into you through training.
I mean, because I'd love to, learn how to fly a helicopter in the Air Force or something, but I don't want to do all the rest of the shit.
I wanted to do that at one point, like do helicopter shit. So I went and did like the ASVAB and all that.
I mean, you don't have to pay for the fucking $100,000 for a helicopter license.
Man,
you can just
for free.
Tax dollars.
I think but we're not paying taxes, so it's not going to happen.
Fly a plane.
Do people in the military have to pay taxes?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Of course they do.
They pay
people in the
salary.
Military are giving tax money back to the government.
Which gives them money, yeah.
So people in the military don't get paid.
What? What?
And that's official.
That's a fact.
They take the tax money and then pay it to their taxes.
Hmm.
They're just recycling. They're like Amazon.
Shit.
And McAfee hung himself in a Spanish prison.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
What's crazy is the Koreans that have to do mandatory,
Israel.
Military
Israel
training.
Israel
mandatory
as well.
K-pop.
But the thing, the reason why I say that is because there was a League of Legends pro that was in the peak of his career, best in the world by far. His name was like Doper or something. And in the peak of his career, there was no one even close to as good as him. He just had to retire.
Really?
Because
he got drafted.
You get you get enlisted. They just pull you out. You have to do mandatory service. And usually it's for like 2 years.
It's
but hey,
crazy.
Imagine, dude, Dopa's out in the fucking bush doing a little training exercise. And then bam, 2 kills in the bot lane. Boom.
Exactly. Whoa. ADC.
Yeah. Topless wife. Walks
braless
in.
Wife.
Sandwich and chips.
Oh.
Not even asked
for.
Shit.
So that's why BTS's music got so weird. After that 2 year break. It's like all PTSD and fucking war stories. That's what Dynamite's about, you know that song? Blow it up like dynamite. Yeah, fucking banger.
Jane, you play much League?
Oh yeah, I play a lot of League.
You should play League sometime. I love League.
Oh man.
It's so fucking fun. You guys should all get into League. It's a great game.
Beep, 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 beep. What's happening here? Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, it's my virginometer.
My virginometer.
My vaginometer.
It's my virginometer.
Looking up the females.
So much pussy with this bad boy.
It says here that there's pussy 2 clicks ahead.
Sounds like
why do you have a virgin detector anyway? Are you trying to find, is virgins like your fetish? Like, what do you...
What's that? What's that religion that has that?
They have the cleanest
Catholicism.
Blood.
They go to heaven and they get like 20 virgins or something.
No, 72. That is certain sects of Islam.
Oh, I thought it was Mormon.
No.
Wait, certain sects of Islam?
Yeah, so you know, there's like multiple now because it's progressive, so it's not like male and female anymore. There's like a bunch.
Okay.
Yeah, you get free virgins.
All I'm saying
when you go to heaven.
All I'm saying is, if the Misfits made League content, would be millionaires.
Really?
Yeah.
League's huge.
Yeah.
League is fucking consuck.
Nobody makes League trash. Funny Moments videos. It's an untapped market.
You know why? Because it's fucking boring.
What do you think that is?
Because all anyone ever does is yell at each other in text.
Mm. Or Discord. Yeah, but if all five of us were in a call,
we just yell at each other in the call.
We can yell at each other.
Mm.
And that's content.
I don't know. My therapist told me not to play League of Legends.
I was like, no matter what you do,
it's the one thing.
The one thing.
It's more addictive than crack and actually worse for you.
Mm.
They have in some countries they have like rehabs for it. Not specifically for League, but like gaming addiction. Rehabs. Gaming addiction.
I heard that there were some in India, but they had to close them down because of COVID.
Fuck.
Wow.
Speaking of COVID, Filipino president threatens to jail those who refuse to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
We need that everywhere,
I think. That was a great hoverboard.
Exactly.
We need that everywhere.
You choose. Get vaccinated or I will have you jailed.
Yes.
I'm telling you, those police jail cells are filthy and foul smelling. Police are lazy and cleaning. This Filipino president is really shitting all over his own prison system. That's how much he cares about people getting vaccinated.
It's like, yeah, our country's a shithole. Get vaccinated.
We need people to come here.
You will get vaccinated. Otherwise, I will order all the village heads to have a tally of all people who refuse to get vaccinated, the president added. Televised footage of the meeting showed an angry Duterte. Warning that people who refuse to be vaccinated, that he'll have them arrested and then inject the vaccine into their buttocks.
What the fuck?
That sounds like
A torture.
It sounds like disciplined by your parents, like your mom or something. Yeah.
Sounds like a fucking dictator. Sounds like an absolute fucking dictator.
What's the population of the Philippines?
Oh, well, getting less and less by the day.
How the fuck do they just do that? We're arresting all of you. Every single one of you.
Duterte, when he came into power, dude, very controversial because he was like very, very anti-drug. Like any fucking drug, weed especially. He was like, you got weed, you're a dangerous drug.
Oh, but when it comes to the vaccine and that syringe, it's okay.
If I recall, it would have been a couple of years ago, he compared the people that were just using drugs, like people who are like addicts that have a fucking physical addiction and an illness, and pretty much saying like, yeah, no, like, kill them on sight. Like, he was legitimately like, shit. If you know a drug addict, like, call the cops, they'll fucking kill him. Like, holy crazy shit. If you know people who are selling drugs, even worse. Like,
so
why the fuck? Like, why would you do that as the president of a country? Like, the Philippines would be like a great tourist destination, but no, it's like, we have really dirty, disgusting fucking jail cells rot in, and our policemen are lazy and they don't want to clean it. Like, yeah, and we'll stab you in the ass with a vaccine, which, hey, kinky, I get it, but why?
And we're proud of it, too.
I got an idea. You know, we're not getting our vaccines here. Let's just go to the Philippines.
Misfits go to the Philippines?
And let's get put in jail.
We'll all get
real sober.
And
then we'll get our vaccines.
And murdered. We'll get fucking killed. You will get beheaded, Toby. You'll have your neck severed from your torso.
It does sound like it won't work for you.
Sounds kinky, but not worth it.
Ooh, they don't like trains there.
Yeah.
Train spotter. Resident train spotter here.
That's right. Well, you can pretend to be a man. You did it for ages.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yo, facts.
What?
Facts.
Facts.
Yeah, that's not a printer. That's facts.
Buzz, even.
The vaccination.
Like a Filipino prison.
Speaking of facts, this is a fact I wasn't aware of. Do you guys know the population of the Philippines?
How many?
Two?
Like higher or lower than Australia? What are you guys thinking?
Higher.
Lower. Higher.
I'm going to say higher because you sound a little lower. Surprised about it. Yeah.
Dude, 108 million.
This
motherfucker's going to inject
he's capping.
108 million people in the box.
In their buttocks?
Bro, they've got 30 vaccinations left. Like,
how the fuck does the Philippines have that many vaccines?
Exactly. That's
Australia
not
has shit all.
Just people.
How big is the landmass of the Philippines? It's like a group of
probably
islands,
80
right?
square yeah. foot, I reckon.
Yeah, so it's pretty.
At least that.
There's at least three apartment buildings.
Yeah. It's like really small, guys. Like on a map, it's not very big.
How the fuck?
Yeah, but maps are unrealistic. You ever been on that website where it shows you how big things really are?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the Philippines is actually bigger than the entire world.
I'll never forget the day I looked my ex-wife up on that app. Shit. That shit was astonishing. Mm. No, I'm not. I've never been married.
Why doesn't someone create a, like,
a counter virus that spreads, but it like it's like a vaccination that spreads.
They killed the guy. They killed the guy. Hit. Remember?
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy. QAnon. They knew and they killed him.
Because that could be good.
Yeah, that's interesting, but it could also be really bad. But yeah. Like, they have had the ideas before, like, if we're actually talking, like, legitimate medicine, which I'm going to butcher because I'm not a fucking academic or a scientist. But to my understanding, they wanted to fight cancers and like, really, like, invasive diseases like that. Pisces.
Taurus. Yeah, they just wanted to start a fight.
Yeah.
Star science.
But basically, the way that they would do it is they would have a virus that they would engineer, it would be empty, and they would insert their own genetic code that would go and detect certain cells and then destroy them. And so the idea was to, you know, put this man-made virus into people. It's essentially gene therapy, using the virus to deliver genetic code to a cell, to give it instructions whether or not that's to make this. What the COVID vaccine is? It's essentially it delivers instructions to cells, and then the cells create the spike protein, and then the spike protein it explodes. Spike proteins are everywhere. Mm-hmm. The body does the whole immune response. They come down. They're like, "Hey, yo, bro, what the fuck is this?" And then they fucking
is that really what they say? Holy shit!
Mine do at least.
That's so cool.
In like the hood part of my body.
Right.
They'll be like, "What the fuck is
Where
this?
Where is the hood part of your body?"
Oh, off the interstate.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Okay. Like, wait, what is this again? The fucking
this is a COVID vaccine.
Oh,
when you said instructions, I just imagine like this getting injected into you, and then it kind of just goes up to the virus and goes, "Hey,
step one,
you should kill yourself."
Step one, create protein. Step two, kill yourself.
Yeah.
Just cancels the virus.
It sounds like
cancels it. But on Twitter.
Spike protein all up in your blood.
Yep.
Your body's like, "Bruh, what the fuck is this?" And then they make a memory of it, and then when you actually get COVID introduced, recognizes the protein.
Yeah.
Destroys it.
Wow.
Yeah, on another line. I'm releasing my new protein powder, spike protein.
Really?
What?
Yeah. What? I don't know. Just spike protein just sounds like a great name for a protein powder.
Spike protein spikes your protein levels.
You shouldn't do that. It's a terrible business endeavor.
I don't want to release protein. Imagine
it'd be like naming a beer like Corona.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's it. That was what a bad idea.
Matt, what were you gonna say? You want to say something?
Oh, it's just some dumb joke. I can't even remember. Oh, yeah. You're like, it's like an antivirus or something. And I'm like, oh, what if my body goes to sleep and doesn't wake up after that? Stops just responding. That's why I'm not getting that antivirus, man.
Just reboots.
Sean McAfee is onto something.
And then my parents wake up dead in a fucking Spanish prison.
I don't want that.
The creator of something.
You know what's ironic? When you are dying, you turn blue. It's your body blue screening.
Oh
wow, that's fucking.
If you die of carbon monoxide poisoning, you actually turn red.
Oh, red ring of death.
Red ring of
death. That's not good.
Wow,
overheats.
Holy shit!
I heard you can fix it if you wrap it a bunch of times in a towel.
Is that what fixes red ring of death?
Yeah,
that's so weird.
Really?
Yeah,
red ring of death.
The
really
solder gets
like
off the circuit boards.
You know,
like,
if your grandma dies, all you got to do is just stick her in a tub of rice. Wait a bit.
I tried that. Doesn't work.
So. Really?
Yeah.
It's only if she drowns, Swagger.
Oh, yeah. If someone drowns, could you just stick a funnel in their mouth and pour rice?
You could try. You definitely could.
Yeah.
That would work.
I eat a lot of sushi before I go swimming.
That's smart.
Can you imagine somebody drowns and then you stick rice down their throat and then the rice expands and then they become like a little, like a cute little dumpling?
Oh, there's a lot of bloatware.
Makes the taxidermy fun. That's for sure. A dumpling mom on the counter.
You do that and then you bring him into the mortician. They're like, all right, I'm going to do a biopsy. And it's just like, okay, cause of death is...
Fucking rice. Uncle Ben's rice. Jesus.
Christ,
someone put this Uncle Ben guy in jail. It's the third one this week. This is a signature calling card from the local serial killer, Uncle Ben.
Serial killer? I thought it was rice. Anyway.
Jesus. Is there any way of, you know, if you just poured rice into a bowl and had some milk, would it taste good?
Ooh.
We could try.
Mitchell.
It's like rice bubbles. Rice, are rice bubbles really rice?
Man, we're really at the end of the podcast.
Mitchell,
huh?
Mitchell, could you go down to the local store and pick up some milk and rice for Toby?
Yeah, that'd be good.
I can do that right now.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that right now.
Yeah.
No, Mitchell, don't. We need you to pull up pictures of pussy and ass spreading.
Yeah, I'm right.
That was my favorite part of the podcast.
That was really good.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
That was a gaper.
Not really.
Caper. 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 Sorry. It was a caper.
Guys, it's probably been an hour.
It has, yeah.
Yeah.
So? Yes.
It definitely fucking has.
I got like another 2 or 3 hours in me.
Why is that?
Oh, I just had a big old cup of Gamer Subs, baby.
Ooh.
Gives you energy to go for
gives
hours.
Gives me energy.
Wow, 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 wee wah.
And the way that you sound in my ears, JBL plug, JBL plug,
yes.
JBL product, JBL speaker.
JBL product, chill, chill, chill.
Chill.
No, we love JBL. Yes, and we love Gamer Subs. And we love you guys.
And
you.
Money. Most importantly, above money. All, money.
Yeah. Money's epic.
Money doesn't buy happiness, Toby,
but it does pay your taxes. Yeah.
And it's PogChamp.
Oh, it's
money
it's
is totally
PogChamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to donate to our charity,
our trust fund.
It'll be up soon. We hope you enjoyed this news today.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, shout out Mitchell for the articles. Fire.
The Misfits podcast is becoming a new news podcast, and I'm here for it. I love it.
You have
news.
To be here for it. You're on a contract.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Are we, you guys,
closing statement, maybe.
Closing statement, Swagger.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, John McAfee. Yep. You will always be missed, but your antivirus software won't.
I won't miss him. I didn't even know who he was when you guys started talking about him.
Yeah, I prefer Norton.
Matt, your closing statement?
Oh, I don't use antivirus.
And
I'm a risk taker.
And I'm Fitz. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Or night, or evening. Early afternoon.